Chapter 64. February 9th of year 19. It's done. The complete text of the wall, which we refer to as the blackboard, is now visible. Once we see it in all its size and beauty, we recognize what an impressive monument has been left to us. The jet-black surface is iridescent and seems to glow from inside. This makes it possible to read the blackboard, even though its front side, the one facing the sea, lies in eternal shadow. I have discovered that the material converts reflected UV radiation into visible light, an ability that the inhabitants must have copied from the local mushrooms. The text represents a kind of history book, combined with a message expressing gratitude. It thanks the past, the planet, and the builders of the spaceport, I assume, that provided the entire population a future in space. I do not understand every detail in the history of this civilization, though. Some things are described in a flowery, vague language, while others assume a knowledge of places whose geographical locations are unknown to me. Unfortunately, this also applies to the destination the millions of rockets aimed for. Yes, it must have been a huge fleet. The number is unmistakable. Towards the end, the text mentions those who had to stay behind, in the east and the west. It also thanks them. Yet it is not fully clear what function they fulfilled. The meaning of their name lies somewhere between guardian and keeper. Adam and Eve listen very attentively while I present the contents of my neither perfect nor complete translation. They are particularly excited about the last paragraph, as it indicates our journey is not over yet.
"Then we have to go to the east, obviously," Adam says.
This is true, because we've already been in the west. But there is one problem I mention. We don't know whether the guardians survived.
"That's why we have to go and see," he replies.
"In the east, there's an ocean, and then the dark side begins," Eve says. "I can't imagine someone voluntarily waiting for something in eternal darkness and icy cold."
"That means we have to look in the sea," Adam says,
and Eve nods. I shudder when I recall my odyssey in the dark ocean of Enceladus. At the end of that voyage, I lost my body. I suppress the claustrophobic memory. I need to focus all my energy on caring for Adam and Eve. A substantial layer of water would definitely present a shield against the radiation of the flare. "We should even be able to survive the megaflare at a depth of 3,000 meters, I say.
"When are we starting?" Adam asks.
"I can send out a couple of ISUs today. The ocean is large. The sensor units are better at searching it than we are."
"And we're supposed to just sit around in the meantime?"
"No, Adam. I'm going to have the fabricators start building Valkyrie today."
"What is that, a submarine?"
"Yes, with a water jet drive. If we hit ice, we can drill through it."
"Are you expecting ice?"
"No, but it is the only model whose blueprints I remember precisely. It might take the fabricators 3 or 4 days, but I have a lot of practical experience with this vessel."